Dorks. Alright. Okie dokie. See ya later. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
And to you also.
Thank you.
And how's your adventure been proceeding?
It's been going good, but I felt more unmotivated lately than I think I ever have been before. I don't feel like cleaning anything or baking anything or really doing anything. And so I was wondering, is that still like a byproduct of the start of this wave, or is something else going on?
I would express that. What is your automatic response to this state?
To sleep.
But your automatic assessment?
Well, that something's wrong.
Correct. The automatic response or assessment is that it is bad or that it is wrong and that you should be engaging in some activity. But in actuality, this is purposeful. For the less distracted you are, the less activity you are involved with, the more you can pay attention to your senses. Your senses are inputting so continuously and so much information that you are very accustomed to ignoring them and not paying attention to them unless they are severe. If they are extreme, if you are presented with a very bold color in a surrounding that is unusual or that you assess it does not belong in, your vision will immediately attach to it. If you hear an unusual sound, you will pay attention to it. If you feel an extreme change in temperature, you will pay attention to it. But for the most part, you are so accustomed to your senses inputting such volumes of information continuously throughout your day that you do not pay attention to all of this input. And in that, as this wave is addressing two senses, one aspect of that is quieting the body consciousness and all of your distractions to a point in which your senses become central. That what you feel, what you hear, what you see, what you smell, what you taste becomes more central. That is more primary for you're not necessarily paying attention to all of the other distractions. Also, you may begin to notice in this way that you may be more motivated to sleep Now, as I have expressed many times previously, sleep is an action that its primary function is to allow you to dream. You do not actually require sleep to maintain your physical body consciousness. You can rest and regenerate with your body consciousness. It does not require actual sleep. But sleep is required for dreaming. And therefore, you incorporate this combination of the idea that you need sleep to regenerate and for energy purposes, and the dream factor, and that motivates you to engage in this action of sleeping. In this time framework, you may be more inclined to sleep to dream. For this is another factor in relation to this present wave, in relation to both aspects, the aspect of creation and the universe. Dreaming allows you to tap into other aspects of your consciousness that can tap into other information in relation to your universe and in relation to creation. And in association with your senses, dreaming presents a very different type of reality. I would not necessarily express that it is distorted, although you may view it as distorted, but it does present you with a different format of reality, which also engages your senses, but in a very different capacity, which can be useful and helpful in waking experience, in correlating those two types of reality and lessening the absoluteness of your senses in waking reality. For you allow for much more diverse activity within dreaming reality, and your senses are less absolute. They are more flexible and allow for what you would view in waking state as almost bizarre. But that does not necessarily seem bizarre to you within your dream state. Therefore, in incorporating time factors to allow you more dream state, it influences your senses in waking state to be more flexible, to not be as absolute, which is a part of the point of this particular way, for as I expressed, your senses are one aspect of yourself that are very absolute, and they have been designed in this fashion. Now, in this is not necessarily non-productive or bad. If you are less motivated to engage as much physical activity as you have been pastly, this also is temporary. It is not a situation in which you are moving into a more sedentary type of reality and you will be less active from now forward, but that you are generating a transitional period in which your focus of attention is being engaged in different capacities to accommodate being more aware of the input of your senses and what they do and how you respond to them and how you can manipulate them.
Is that why my neck's been hurting so much to remind me to be flexible?
Yes.
And then my eyes, I'm getting so frustrated with thinking that the swelling is just never going to be.
And what is that? What are you doing?
Posing.
Beyond posing, what are you doing?
Being impatient.
What are you focusing on?
My eyes. I mean, it's hard not to because I see out of them every day. I feel them every.
But what are you focusing upon? You are focusing upon what you dislike. You are focusing upon what you do not want and what you dislike or what is uncomfortable. And the more you do that, the more you reinforce that or the more you concentrate upon it. Yes, your eyes are an aspect of your body consciousness that you use quite frequently and for considerable time frameworks, and vision is one of your primary senses, but it is also a matter of allowing yourself the flexibility to focus upon that sense in a different capacity and to be flexible with that, not so absolute.
What do you mean different capacity?
You are focusing upon the physical manifestation and the visual that is disturbing to you, that you dislike, that holds your attention in a manner that reinforces that concentration of importance of what you dislike. Whereas you can use this wave to an advantage in refocusing your attention in relation to that visual sense that by paying attention to your visual sense in the manner that you are by paying attention to the dislike of the visual factor. What are you doing? Other than that, what are you instructing in relation to that sense with the body consciousness?
To make it worse?
What you are doing is you are instructing the body consciousness, the visual sense is malfunctioning. Therefore, what you are doing is you are reinforcing the absolute factor. It should be functioning in this manner in an absolute expression. You are pulling to the absolute rather than employing that flexibility that this is one of your physical senses and you can employ the energy of this wave to play with that it is already not generating in the absolute manner. Therefore, you can encourage that to your advantage, pulling or drawing upon the energy of this wave in the manner of not being absolute. Therefore, not concentrating so much upon fixing it and returning it to the absolute, but playing with it, which allows you to relax and allows that sense to relax. It will naturally gravitate to its designed function, not to the malfunction in your terms. But especially in this time framework with this wave, the more you move in the direction of attempting to push it in the direction of being absolute, the more your body consciousness is fighting with you. For that is not the point.
So how do I move my attention to be more faithful?
In your assessment, your vision is distorted, correct? What can you do with that type of distortion? Let us say that you are engaged in a game of playing with your creatures, and rather than visually seeing three creatures, you are seeing six.
It would be a lot more work. So play with it in that.
But if you are playing, you are not working.
Right.
And if you are playing and you are imaging six creatures rather than three creatures, you can be playing with those creatures in creative manners. If you are throwing ball, and you throw the ball to one of the images, but that is not actually the image of the actual creature, it also further engages the creature in playing with you, for now you are unpredictable. And in that, you may be setting an aim for a target of a particular image, but it may be a different image than the actual creature, which encourages the creature to be more focused upon what you are doing. Therefore, it is more engaging. You are connecting more. For it, and now there is a reason to be connecting more. But you are playing. You are allowing yourself to engage this particular part of this sense of vision in a different manner, in which you are engaging it rather than fighting with it.
Play with size.
Yes.
So when I left today,
or dimension.
When I left today, they were both laying on the bed, which was very unusual, because by the time I leave, they go into their separate spaces. And when I left the house, I wasn't concerned about it. I thought, you know, maybe that they were growing closer together, but then I started thinking about all of the attacks lately and became concerned that if one of them tried to get off the bed, that there might be a fight if I wasn't there. So, what were they saying by staying on the bed when I left?
For you to trust rather than anticipate.
And, you know, why has there been such an increase in all of the attacks on siblings, you know, the dogs living with each other lately? Hunter attacked Google again, and Kelly's attacked Pumpkin twice, and Zach's attacked two of Deb's dogs. What's going on with all of this? You know, I know they all have different meanings to the different people that own them, but it just seems like so many all of a sudden.
And your assessment?
I know the way's changing and people change, you know, with that. They become more uncertain when it begins and, you know, uprooted. Are the dogs reacting to that?
And what is this way?
Senses. So, for example, why did Hunter go after Google like that? You know, me being more aware of this, what was it trying to tell me?
And what is a part of your senses? Your senses input information, remember. And that information you receive as absolute. Therefore, what do you do with it? If you witness conflict between your creatures, what do? With that information, you are generating the input of that information through your senses. You are watching, you are hearing, you are feeling, and in that, your senses are inputting absolute information. These two creatures are in proximity of each other, therefore, conflict.
I didn't think that when they went out there, because that's never been an issue before with Google following Sassy to the fence.
It is a matter of senses now. In some capacities, you could express that senses are somewhat insidious, or they do not require thinking. And in that, all of these volumes of information that you input to yourself through them, as I expressed, you are not necessarily paying attention to. Therefore, there is much information that you contain that you have not necessarily assessed.
About them?
Any capacity.
I know about any, but I mean, in this situation, was it trying to point that out?
Yes. That this is information just as much as any other type of information that you present to yourself.
I mean, did catch that the other day. I was thinking about it. It's an experience, and it's presenting more information, but it's our association that it has that experience is bad.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily so.
Correct.
And, you know, one of the things that showed me that was how fast he healed, and that, you know, after it happened, his reaction wasn't nearly as strong as my reaction. But is that what's going on in all of these instances? I mean, is it something related to the fact that we all work at the Greyhound Rescue? Is it something we're bringing home with us? Is it something with the dogs that are there that, because it seems like more of them people are being wary of, are they transferring that to their pets at home?
Partially. And,
like, why does Kelly keep trying to tear apart something like that?
The commonality is you are interacting with similarities of breed.
Right.
In that, let me express in this manner. You as humans have the commonality of being human. But you also incorporate other factors that you share in groups, so to speak, of commonalities, such as cultures or ethnicity or philosophical ideas or religious ideas. You generate commonalities that are factors in your experiences, in your personalities, And in that, you also incorporate a tendency to gravitate to others that are similar, correct?
Right.
You can also, in a manner of speaking, translate that to creatures, that they also, in some fashions, incorporate their own cultures, their own similarities. You are engaging a breed. That breed incorporates its ethnicity. Okay. With humans, there are some differences between yourself as American and your ethnicity and an Asian individual of Chinese heritage. You appear differently. You think somewhat differently, you perceive somewhat differently, you function somewhat differently, you incorporate the commonality of being human, but you also incorporate differences in relation to your ethnicity and, by extension, your culture. Now, in relation to culture, you can generate variations of culture even within your ethnicity. You can be a Caucasian American and you can participate in one type of culture, and you may encounter another Caucasian American that involves themselves in a very different type of culture. The breed is similar to the ethnicity. But the breed also incorporates cultures.
From the different tracts of the Asia?
From the differences in life experiences. The differences in interaction. The differences in connections. Just as you would incorporate differences dependent upon how you are raised, in your terms, in a particular culture, they also incorporate different cultures that are very influenced by their life experiences. Now, in similar manner to yourselves, you can place yourself in a different culture and you can adapt. And they can also.
Kelly spent so much time going over there and playing with all of her dogs for so many months before she even went over there. I don't understand why all of a sudden she went after her, and now why she's intent on just, like, killing her out of the blue. Is it because after the first attack that...
This is not out of the blue. Now, once again, allow yourself to think of yourself as a human, and we are not peopleizing the creatures in this capacity, but drawing a correlation that you can understand more easily.
So there's
if you as a human incorporate a time framework in your terms of 40 of your years in a particular direction, generating similar actions for 40 years, and you choose a different direction, will you likely slip into familiar behaviors?
Right, so she was in the kennel and track light for all those years, and now she's been...
It can alter, and they can adjust, but it is also a matter of considering that culture. Humans incorporate a tendency to view creatures as less complex,
right.
Simpler.
Right.
Therefore, if you remove a creature from a particular environment, you should incorporate the ability to alter their experience and therefore alter their personality relatively quickly, dependent upon how you engage them. That is not entirely correct, for they are not as simplistic or uncomplicated as you tend to think.
So are we making the situation with Felix, are we creating that situation that he's this unstable dog that has all of these issues all of a sudden? Are we, or, you know, does the dog really have some of these issues, or are we creating them by creating a fear and then building upon, you know, imparting that fear on everybody else at the kennel? You know, I just feel
both.
Like... Both.
Both.
So the dog does have some issues and we're making it worse.
Correct.
So with what they've implemented, does it have a chance to come back around? So the instructions that they've implemented for Felix are more for people to change
Definitely.
Their attitude.
Definitely.
And hopefully Felix will come around to... Is he choosing to go through this too?
Explain.
Well, he creates his reality too. Is he creating these issues for his own purposes, for his own experience?
Now I will inquire of you. How are you defining that?
Well, they are saying that he has all of these aggression issues. Is he choosing to have this experience of what they term aggression? Is he choosing to have these expressions himself, and we're just interpreting him as bad or negative. Or, I mean, I know the people at the kennel are making it worse, because the more it spreads and the more they hear, the more fear they incorporate, the more they see, and it's becoming like a snowball effect.
Yes, I would agree. As to what you are actually inquiring, it is not that black and white. It is more a matter that although creatures do not incorporate beliefs, as do you, they do incorporate feelings. Not emotion, but they do incorporate feelings, and they do incorporate memory. And the body consciousness does hold memory in a very similar manner to yourselves. They are a physical manifestation, and that physical manifestation does incorporate memory in the body consciousness. No, they do not think in the same manner that you do. They do think, but not in the same capacity that you do. But memory is stored very much the same. Memory is generated by experience. Therefore, the experience is stored in memory. Now, that being expressed, I can also express to you that creatures can develop issues in relation to experiences and memory. Just as you develop issues in relation to experiences and memory.
Do you think you'll come back around?
It is possible. Just as with you as humans, certain memories, certain experiences can be triggered and you can react. And those reactions do not always incorporate thinking. You and I have discussed this very subject previously in relation to automatic responses and shrines. Remember, shrines are developed by repeated experiences that incorporate a similarity. And if you are recalling, you and I have discussed this in a manner in which that shrine can be triggered by senses. That does not necessarily engage thinking, but it does engage feelings. This is another significant factor. For feelings, for you as a human, are signals in relation to an emotional communication. For a creature, feelings are not attached to an emotional communication. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, feelings with creatures are less complicated, and you could express that they are more pure in a manner of speaking, for they incorporate no attachment. Your feelings incorporate attachments of a message. Their feelings are very simply attached to the experience. No interpretation.
So are all of these experiences that I'm going through at the panel, are they all going towards breaking down the shrine that I have regarding animals and how they should be treated?
That is not necessarily a shrine, but it is a very strongly expressed set of beliefs.
Is that what I'm doing?
For you?
Right.
Yes. The point with the creature, or any creature, that develops an issue is that that issue can be triggered in the same manner that your own issues are triggered through senses, and they incorporate the same senses as you.
So what can we do to best help them? Well, what can I do? Because I know I'm not responsible for them and what they do.
The first factor is to recognize and acknowledge the reality of the culture that it exists. Mm-hmm. Once you recognize the culture of the particular creature or group of creatures, it is important that you also are aware of the alteration of culture and how that can create confusion.
Like when we bring them home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have existed in a particular culture.
Right. So
they know that culture. Mm-hmm. They know the expectations of that culture. In that, it is very familiar to them. When that changes, it is unsettling. You think you are being kind, you are being noble, you are being good, you are rescuing, you are fixing, for you are changing that culture into what you perceive as a better culture. Without the identification of the better or the worse, it is important to recognize the difference. It is different. The creature does not incorporate the belief systems. Therefore, the creature does not incorporate the aspect of duplicity. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong. It does incorporate feelings. Therefore, it understands what is comfortable, what is uncomfortable. It interprets and understands expectations. But those also can become blurred and confusing. For the creature views the human as a manifestation of expectations. Figuratively speaking, you are an expectation machine. And in that, in the culture that it is accustomed to, it defines and understands the expectation machine that it exists with. When that changes, it is confusing. You view it as good and better and kinder. The creature views it as confusing. And unsettling. For now, what was expected is not expected. Now, what was good is not good. This becomes unsettling. It does not speak your language. Therefore, just as with any creature that you develop a relationship with, you also develop a language between you. Do you not? These creatures must now learn a new language.
Well, are Google and Hunter still confused?
At times.
Is that just over a girl, or are they just...
I would express that their confusion at times, which is infrequent, is more in relation to body functions and species function. I would be hesitant to express the term of instinct, for that is a term that you use that is encompassing and does not necessarily express an understanding of what the creatures are expressing. I would express that they are at times responding to natural expressions of their species.
So for the most part, they're...
Yes.
We only have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask if you have a message for me going into the new year.
A message for the new year. look for the inobvious.
And even, you know, as unsettled as I feel, I still have an underlying feeling that I am rooted for it.
Quite definitely. I am quite in agreement with you. And I would express that regardless that you may perceive that you are not moving or that you are not growing, you are. And that you are accomplishing. And in that, remember also, you are moving in a direction of expressing your own ability to be an example. Therefore, in many of these situations with other individuals and even with these creatures, you are moving yourself in a direction of an example that can be very beneficial and helpful.
So the reminders I've been giving myself of just paying attention to what I want and what I want to do and not feeling responsible for what they're doing, that's a good direction to
yes.
keep moving in.
Yes.
And with Bubba, you said to think about what I want. And
yes.
I still don't know that I have an answer for that. he was asking why he... I asked him any questions for you, and he wanted to know why he keeps attracting these crazy girls. But I have a feeling it goes back to what you said before, that he gets bored with relationships and he's keeping it interesting for his own reasons.
Yes, and I would also express that he himself, as we have discussed, is somewhat unsettled.
Right.
And therefore he also draws that to himself.
And he is moving and starting to move in a direction of becoming unsettled.
It is important for you to genuinely continue your assessment and to evaluate within yourself what is important to you and what do you want.
Well, you know, I like the fact that the dog's just here for, and he's there when I need him for that, as like a caretaker. But, you know, other than that, you know, I thought about fixing the shed up so he could move out there, and I still may do that in the spring so he's not so right on top of me, but still in a close proximity. And I don't understand why he keeps creating this. Now this court date going on, so he doesn't have to work. It's making me crazy. Is that just a reflection of because I'm still on an appointment and feeling?
No. These are differences. He is unsettled. He is expressing some of his own issues in relation to authority and in relation to directions that he moves in opposition to and what you are presenting to yourself is different. You can accept difference and not agree with it.
Right.
You can accept difference and not engage it.
Right.
It is not a matter always of presenting differences to yourself and attempting to generate some compromise. At times you present differences to yourself to emphasize your own guidelines. What you do not like, or what you do not want, and that what you would not do.
And that's where we're with him?
Yes. And in that, it is important also to remember that with some differences, you can be accepting of those differences and accepting of another individual in those differences, but also not engage them yourself.
Was I on the right track with the dream he had of him fighting off everybody that he was starting to move in a new direction and letting go of past associations?
Partially. But I would express that partially this also is an expression of his fighting with himself in relation to authority and in relation to rules or guidelines.
That's still a good sign. He's working through those things, right?
Yes.
Okay, so our time is up, and I will see you in the new year.
And I shall with you also. And I shall be continuing to encourage you in your journey and in your experiences. Other than looking for the unexpected, remind yourself that regardless of what other individuals do, without information, and whatever you perceive that they may be doing damage, being you and being the example can balance that.
Were you aware that I named it very young?
I shall receive that as a compliment.
Are you able to play with me through him, or is that...
I can, if you are so choosing.
Yeah, I like that.
Very well.
Be aware.
Very well.
All right, thank you so much.
To you, my dear friend, as always, in tremendous affection and great lovingness. Au revoir. My dear friend, as always, in tremendous affection and great lovingness. Au revoir. My dear friend, as always, in tremendous affection and great lovingness, I love you.